Ziva Shalom, we're on the Reish Samach Gimel, beginning of the Mamar Shemini, beginning of the 8th Mamar. This is, we're right on target over here, because he begins with Kabbalah Satara, which is this week's Parsha. Midvar Hashem, in the words of Hashem, Kagidama la Matan Torah, as an introduction to Matan Torah, as an introduction to the giving of the Torah, Lahiroisam liyos am segula. When Hashem is teaching them that they are going to be a treasured nation, Uam leches koyanim, a priestly kingdom, a goy kodesh, and a holy nation. Nema, the pasuk says, Va'ata. And now, if you will listen to my voice, and you will observe my covenant. Haino, now what does that mean when it says you will observe my covenant? This is referring to matters that serve as a covenant between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Now, What are the things that are considered a covenant? So the Gemara, the Mechilta talks about it. Chazal say about this in the Mechilta. Ushmartem es berisi. When it says in the Torah, and you will observe my covenant. Which covenant is the pasuk referring to? Eliezer says a bris Shabbos. This is a reference to the covenant of Shabbos. Shabbos we find is called bris. Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, Zebris Mila. This is a reference to the Bris Mila, Avodah Zarah, and the covenant of not worshipping Avodah Zarah. And on that, the pasuk continues, V'yisam li, you shall be to me. Shetiyu k'nuyan li, that you should be acquired by me. B'chulam. Going down. Now, it says in the Siva Shalom, in cases such as this, which actually in all cases where we find a argument in Chazal, V'adai she'elu ve'elu divrelikim kayim. It's definite that all opinions are the word of Hashem. So this is no different. With the Shloishes and Yanam Alalu, these three concepts of Shabbos, Bris Mila, and Avodah Zarah, and Shloishes Brisos, these are the three covenants that Hashem has bound with Bnei Yisrael. Shabbos, by Shabbos Ksiv, it says Bris Olam, that it is a covenant for eternity. Beini uvein Bnei Yisrael, between me and Bnei Yisrael, Oisi the Olam, is a sign forever. Mila and Bris Mila Nichrisu Ola Yud Gimel Brisos. The pasuk says that there are 13 times it says in the Torah the word Bris regarding the mitzvah of Mila. Ksiv, as the pasuk says, Zois Brisi Asher Tishmen uvein Yivein Echem. This is the Bris you shall observe between me and you. Well, by the Zorah, by the Zorah Kosov, it says, that this nation will get up and deviate and will follow the God, this strange God. Vazavani, they will desert me, and they will annul my covenant, that I have bound with him. So here we have, here we see that Avodah Zarah is called a bris. So we have these three psukim that teach us that Shabbos, Mila, and Avodah Zarah are all matters of covenant between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Gimel Bris is Elo. These three covenants, Mahavim, Mahamer Kava, create the chariot, Sha'aleim Tibonav Ziskoine Kabbalah Zatoyra Shalam Yisroel, which upon it shall be built and established the Kabbalah Zatoyra of Bnei Yisroel. Can you say this? Yahalis, because they are the foundation of Judaism.
Those are the three things that you can't, that you're supposed to die for.
No, Shabbos and Mila are not.
In a way, they're not to die for.
Huh? The Torah is given to someone who is a trustworthy Jew. Actually, a steadfast Jew is a better word. A steadfast Jew. And that is why these three things we were commanded on even before Mount Torah. Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Avodah Zarah. Mila and Itzav Avram Alev, and Mila Avram Avinu already received the commandment for. And Avodah Zarah, we find in Mitzrayim that Hashem told them, draw your hands, or withdraw and take a lamb for the Korban Pesach. Chazal Darshan is possible. Mishchu Yidechem Avodah Zarah. When it says withdraw your hands, it means withdraw your hands from Avodah Zarah. V'mara Nitzav Al Shabbos, and in Mara they received the mitzvah of Shabbos, which was last week's parsha. Kedis v'Chazal. So these are three things that are prerequisites to Kabbalah Sotah. The Bris, they create the person to which Hashem wants to give the Torah. Without these three brises, without Shabbos, Mila, and Avodah Zarah, then we weren't yet the people that Hashem wanted to give us the Torah to. It was only after we had those three things that Hashem wanted to give us the Torah. So then, Nesiv Shalom. Shalosh Brizus Elu, these three covenants, Pluyos Hema Zu Vizu, they are dependent on one another. V'yachad Hem Maknem Es Ashlemis Deikara Yehudi. And together, they give the person the perfection to be called a Jew. Through these, the person is able to shake themselves off of the reign of the physicality and the animalistic soul, to the point that he is now susceptible to make a covenant between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yechuna b'shem ben bris, and he will now be called a ben bris, a person of a covenant. Ubeladeim, but without these three, chasur shalom b'chlal in orim is nabik b'varuch, he is in the category of the cursed cannot connect to the blessed. Ein chaimim is nabik b'ruach, and physicality cannot connect to spirituality. Ha'idei bris ha'shabbos. Through the covenant of Shabbos, now he's going to specifics, what each of the covenants accomplish. Through the Bris of Shabbos, Misnar, Mikola, and Yonam HaGufnim, the person is able to shake themselves off of all matters of all bodily matters. Uchilu Komalakta, as Chazal say, that a person has to enter Shabbos as if all of his work is taken care of already. No, he has no connection to all the malachas of the weekday. Zohar Kodesh, Amru and Zohar Kodesh, it says, Ki HaShabbos Yomid the Nishmasa, V'lo Yomid the Gufa. The Shabbos is a day for the Neshama, it's not a day of the body. Choshe Pishur, Abbasenu HaKadoshim Allah Pasuk, Kodesh Yilachem, as the Slonim HaRebis explained the Pasuk, talking about Shabbos, it says, Kodesh Yilachem, it shall be holy for you. So they explain this pasuk, Shabbos, Afilin Yonei Lachem, the the Shabbos, even the matters of lechem, even the matters that are usually for you, which are on Yad HaMagashmi and the physical matters, Kodeshem Hashem, they are holy to Hashem, and they actually bring a connection between a person and Hashem. So it's not, he's not saying that Shabbos are not involved in physicality. He's saying is that all the physicality of Shabbos is spirituality. So Shabbos is a day that is all Ruchni. Should get up and sit.
Get up, Ron. I don't mind you get up.
Yom Kodesh too. It is a holy day. Miboyei v'atzeisai, from the time that it enters until the time it is over. On that day, the person on Shabbos, the person is able to shake themselves off of from the matters of this world, and he exits the physicality that he is involved in the whole week. And he is sanctified with the lofty Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh.
That's how it's supposed to be, right?
That's what it is.
That's how we feel on Shabbos?
Maybe
not all of us.
That's how it's supposed to be. Let's go back to what you said in the first one. The Chedrash is Chazal say, Allah Pasuk Shechor Ani Menava. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It says, "Shchur ani menava." I am black, but I am beautiful. Pasuk in Shashirim. Pasuk in Shashirim. So the So Chazal explained, "Shchur ani kol yomai sashavua." I am black. So the Chazal consider it a contradiction. You can't be black and beautiful. So Chazal say, "Shchur ani kol yomai sashavua." I might be black all days of the week, but not on Shabbos Kodesh. But on Shabbos, I'm beautiful. V'chein he bris hamila, and so is the with the bris hamila. The Sefer says in the pasuk, "Zoyz brisi asher tishmeru beni v'neichem." This is the covenant that you should observe between me and you, says Hashem. Since the pasuk says observe, it uses the word shmira, which means observe, wherever it says the word shmira, it's a loisase, it's a prohibitive commandment, meaning don't do anything that will violate the bris mila. Mashma ki ikar mamad abris. What we see from there is that the main standing of the bris nichras was established loyrak al etzam chiyuv mitzvas mila b'yamashmini. It wasn't just on the obligation and the commandment of circumcising on the eighth day. You can't have a prohibitive commandment wouldn't work with that. That's a positive commandment to actually perform a bris. Rather, it's a mitzvah not to do anything that would violate the kedusha of the bris. That a person should see to it that their lives are lived in a way that is holy, that are holy and pure. That the person should subjugate to Hashem his emotions and his desires. As it says in the Bach, the beginning of the Chasmila, Ki ikra mitzvah smila, liyos olav ois bris kodesh. The Bach says that the main mitzvah of Mila is that the person should have upon himself the sign of the Holy Covenant, which is made up of the letters of Hashem's name. Lishma, I'm not Lishma gufayim v'kol tumas arayis, that the person, says the Bach, that the mitzvah of observing the bris is a person to watch his, watch over his body, that it should not come to any of the impurities of arayis, which is all the forbidden relations. Kimelvad sheyesh bo tzad kores, besides the fact that there is the actual avera of involving oneself in forbidden relations, there is something bigger than that as well. Shekrisas habris on esinas haaretz, it is because the covenant that Hashem has made with us, that He will give us Eretz Yisrael, eino ela in mekaymenes habris mila. It is only for someone, it is only for if we observe bris mila. Because the sin of a person that compromises the bris kodesh, meaning by having inappropriate thoughts or obviously acts, and the person is not observing the mitzvah of mila, to become connected to the holiness of Hashem's name, rather the person connects himself to the chitzayim, the sitra achra. This is something that holds, keeps us in golus. That's why we don't go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, says the Bach, it is very important that a person needs to be very careful to observe the bris milah in its proper time. We need to actually perform the mitzvah in the proper time. And also, and also not to compromise its holiness with any forbidden relations or by wasting seed. Those are the words of the Bach. So that was bris milah. So also the bris of not worshipping Avodah Zarah, kol b'zeh gam zikuch v'tahara medeis p'suleis v'hashkafeis bilti toheres, included in Avodah Zarah is, including in the bris of Avodah Zarah, of not worshipping Avodah Zarah, is the purity of purifying oneself from invalid philosophy and ideas that are not pure. Miskadesh b'amuna tahira, just to sanctify oneself with pure amuna. Ade amuna b'hira tahira, through clear and pure amuna, magia ledvekes to Hashem, a person reaches connection to Hashem, chrisas bris imay, and actually making a covenant with Him. Like the Sivas, it says in the pasuk, ve'irasta chali b'amuna, I have betrothed you to me with Amunah.
Betrothed?
Yeah. That's what the word air is.
I was a tie, but that's, I never go to tie yet.
Yes. Obviously, makes sense.
But that's betrothed.
Switch the letters.
What?
When you get married, you tie the knot. It's like a good one.
Yeah, buddy.
What? Is that what you said?
And since Shabrisos halalu, that these brisos, these covenants, Shabbos milan avodizor, hema yisoid, atashtis leyahadus, these are the foundation and the base for Judaism, uladeim en Yehudi. Without these three, the person is lacking in his fundamental Judaism. L'chein matzina b'chazal, that's why we find the chazal, a machal Shabbos, that if somebody who desecrates the Shabbos, talking about somebody who knows better. Harehu ka'akum l'chaldvarav, that person has a din of a the person has a din of a non-Jew in all areas, meaning if he touches wine, it becomes yain nesach. You wouldn't be able to include him in a minyan, so on and so forth. Somebody who doesn't observe Shabbos, we're talking about somebody who knows better.
What do you mean knows better?
Somebody who knows to be able to observe Shabbos and doesn't observe it anyway. We're not talking about somebody who doesn't. Wasn't brought up that way, but somebody who does know about Shabbos and does not observe it, he desecrates the Shabbos. Such a person has a din of a goy.
So then, it's only the first time that he desecrates Shabbos, because a goy isn't obligated on Shabbos. So if he has a din of a goy, he violates Shabbos once.
He has a din. he has a din of a goy regarding us.
Right.
And you get how we deal with them.
Are there any things he could be included in, like you said, like the minion or Adis, probably?
He remains obligated in the mitzvahs, even though he's not doing it.
He'd be Pusel Adis as well?
And he could do tshuva in a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, Pusel Adis. Yeah.
But halacha l'maisa, though, even a tinuk shenishba, if you have non-mavushal wine, right? Can they? Does that mess it up?
Halacha l'maaseh we're machmir on
that. It's a chumrah.
Not sure about that.
Are you talking about the wine?
We're
chumrah. I think it's if he even looks at the bottle.
No.
I heard that he even looks at the bottle.
An open bottle.
And looks at it. If he looks at an open bottle, then it's
an open bottle.
That's not mavushal.
This would be an open bottle, though, because in a liquor store...
Right, no, obviously not, because, yeah, Glenn and Mar handling bottles all the time. An open bottle.
Can I have the Avodah Zarah? Same thing with somebody who worships the Avodah Zarah. Also, the Chazal say that person, although he's a Jew, he has a din of a... The way we treat that person halachically is... as a non-Jew. As Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, a Shabbos of Avodah Zarah, kol achas meshtein shkula keneged kol shaar mitzvot Torah. The Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, each one is equal to all the other mitzvot of the Torah. So not observing Shabbos is equivalent to not observing the entire Torah. Same with Avodah Zarah. But Shabbos, he always shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'neinu la'oila. Shabbos, these are the words of the Rambam. Shabbos is the sign between Hashem and us forever. The Fikach, therefore, kol oiver al shara mitzvahs. Therefore, anybody who transgresses any of the other mitzvahs, harehu b'chlal risha yisrael, he is included in the category of the wicked ones among Yisrael. Avla Machal Shabbos before Hesia, but someone who desecrates Shabbos publicly, says Rama, Harehu Ka'akum, he has a din of a non-Jew. Ushneim Ka'akum L'chol Devrayim, both the one who doesn't observe who desecrates Shabbos and the one who worships Avodah Zarah has a din of a non-Jew for. Regarding all of the halachas that apply to non-Jews. V'hameifer brisah shel Avraham Avinu, and someone who desecrates the bris of Avraham Avinu, meaning someone who does not perform the mitzvah bris milah, ein lo chelek l'olam haba, he does not have a chelek in the world to come. V'nei shechos alei be'etzmi yahdusa, because there's something lacking in his fundamental Judaism. V'chmei demoichich mizah, right, as it is apparent from the fact that the someone who is not circumcised is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Because of the Sefer HaChinuch Tam HaDavar, and the Sefer HaChinuch writes the reason why somebody who is not circumcised is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. That that only those who are whole in their amunah should benefit from the Korban Pesach. They have Yisraelim Gemurim, and they are total Jews. And not those Shadayin Leibo B'Vriz HaSholim. Not those that have not come into that have not entered the covenant totally. Meaning the essence of the name Yehudi, to be a Jew, is are dependent on these three covenants. They are the three foundations, may ikre yonei avodas Hashem, of the main matters of avodas Hashem, of the service of Hashem. Shabbosenu aschusiganadeinu samo aleim adogish. These are the things that all of our rebbeim have placed upon them a great emphasis, which is emuna, which would be correspondent to avodas Zara. Shabbos, Inyanei Kedusha Tahara, and then the matters of sanctity and purity, which are correspond to the Bris Milah. Okay. Oyd Matzino Inyan Bris Milah Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. We also find another concept of a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, who bris Torah, that is the bris of Torah. What the Chassidus says in the pasuk, ki al pi advarim ha'edah karati yitcha bris v'es Yisrael. The pasuk says that it is upon these words that I have made a bris between Rabban Yishlam and Yisrael. Chazal amr, Chazal say amr of Le'ezer. Le'ezer says, v'do the Torah, Torah is great, Shalom Oli Torah, if not for the Torah, and it's kind where Shemayim Oretz, heaven and earth would not have existence. Shemayim, as the Pesuk says, Im Le'Brisi, if not for my covenant, Yom HaValai, if not for my covenant, Yom HaValai, the day and night, Chuka Shemayim Oretz, L'Samti, I would not have created heaven and earth. Now, what he said in the parentheses is that he had brought a mechilta before that said that the three covenants are Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Avodah Zarah. Why isn't this one mentioned? Why isn't the Torah mentioned? So he says over here in the parentheses that mechilta is telling us that the three brisos that we needed to observe in order to merit the Torah. So so those three actually preceded the Torah. The Bris Milah, the Bris of Avodah Zarah, and the Bris of Shabbos.
Now we mean the rest of the Torah, right? Because we're not saying these aren't part of the Torah.
Right, we're saying actually Kabbalah is the Torah.
To merit the rest of the Torah.
So these, as he said before, those three are actually defining brisos. It was only once that we observed those brisos that Hashem wanted to give us the rest of the Torah.
Why not Kodesh? Kodesh too was before they gave
you. You're not saying that everything, you're just saying that these three are the defining ones. Whereas Torah, obviously, which is the majority of the Torah, came later. But again, since these three are only a prerequisite to Kabbalah Satorah, that just shows us how important the Torah is. That's what he says. The Nitzke B'Drosh Chazal and Alv Mechilta. The reason why the Torah is not mentioned in the Mechilta, Ben Yonav Shkadum Levan Torah, it's not, obviously it's not mentioned among the things that preceded Matan Torah. This bris was a bris that was formed at the time of Kabbalah Sotayr. Zohar HaKadosh says Gimel Dargan, Inun, Viskashin, Dovida. There are three levels that are bound to one another. Kuchibrichu, Erais of Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah and Yisrael. V'kuluchad, and they are all one. The Torah is symbolized, it's represented by the letter Vav of Hashem's name. It is that that connects the first Hey of Hashem's name to the last Hey of Hashem's name. This is the Vav that connects. As we know, Vav is a connecting letter. The Vav is that represents the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is represented by the first day of Hashem's name, with Yisrael, which are represented by the last day of Hashem's name. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first day, the Vav is the Torah, and the Hey is Bnei Yisrael. Chol Shalosh HaBrisos HaChonei Im LeBris HaTorah. And these, but the three above mentioned brisos are the preparation for the bris of the Torah. HaTorah HaKadosha Yesh Bo Koyach HaZikuch HaGodot. The Torah HaKadosha has the power of purity. HaZakech Nafshei Rucha V'Nishmosa Shal Yehudi, to purify the neshama of a Jew, that he should be worthy of connecting to Hashem. Chazal says, Shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, Barosi Yitzahara, I created the Yitzahara, Barosi Yitzahara Ta'av, and I created the Torah as its remedy. Ki'atoyra G'doshim is Lachechas HaSachayimah, the Torah G'doshim purifies physicality, Shua Shodish L'Chalan Yoni HaYetzer, which the physicality is the root for all matters of the Yetzirah. Chadisa b'Zayra Kaddish, as the Zayra Kaddish says, the Begalusa b'Asroah, that in the last Golas, reference to our Golas, Iskayim b'Hu, Vayimorim v'Schayim v'Avodikasha, it came into being, the pasuk that is mentioned by in Mitzrayim, by Moros Chayim, that they embittered our lives by Avodah Kasha, with hard labor. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, by Avodah Kasha Zukushia. That's a reference to the kashas that we have in Torah. B'chaymer, when it says B'chaymer, which literally means mortar, Dokal V'chaymer. That's a reference to the concept of Kal V'chaymer, which we use in the Torah. Over Levenim, and with bricks, Dolibin Halacha, this is a reference to clarifying Halacha. V'chol Avoida, with all hard labor, V'chol Avoida Basalo, all hard labor in the field, Dobraisa, that's a reference to the Braisa. Eskol Avidos Mashravdom and Beforach, all hard labor that they labored them. Doteku, this is a reference to the unanswered, the unanswered queries of the Gemara Ad Kan Dvarav. What is the Zohar HaKadosh saying here? Rumas Bizad, the Chumash Golas Mitzrayim. What the Zohar HaKadosh is telling us here is just like in the Golas of Mitzrayim, I said Zikuch Lam Yisrael, the purity of Bnei Yisrael was Lachinam, to prepare them. Liyos Ama Nivchar, to be the chosen nation, through mortar and bricks and hard labor. So also, the refinement in the last Golas will be through toil in the Torah, in the difficult matters of the Torah.
So they embittered their lives through these things. So they embittered their lives through the means through which we learn Torah?
No, so what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, is that there was a matter of purifying the physicality, and it happened through hard labor, physical hard labor. In our Golas, he's saying that the way we purify our physicality is through Torah learning.
We we embitter our lives through Torah learning?
Sometimes it means embittering our lives, which means...
like where we say we kill ourselves in Torah.
Right, I mean, no, but he's specifically referring to just the understanding. Sometimes it's very
it's
difficult
okay.
to understand the Torah. That is what that's what does it. And this is what we explain better through what is brought in the Medrash Tanchuma. That the main bris of the Torah was on the oral Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki al pi advarim ha'ela, right? Which is al pi is a reference to the oral Torah. Kradi et habris v'chulu. Zui Torah shabal peh. This is the oral Torah. She kasha lilmoid, which is very difficult to learn. Yesh b'tzar gadol, and it requires sometimes much pain in the dudei shina, and keeping sleep from one's eyes. Yesh mevazim menabel atzmai al da'av v'chulu. So, and a person needs to really train themselves to be able to understand it properly. Meaning, the main bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, Shaydei Azikuch HaGadosh Yesh B'Tadish Val Peh, is the purity that is obtained through Tadish Val Peh, Aydei Aigiyo Atzuma, through tremendous toil, Yeruyim L'Zdavik Hashem, that way that is how we will be worthy to connect to Hashem. Chalam HaChazal, as Chazal say, Torah Matesh Es Koyich HaShaladim, the Torah weakens the strength of a person. Yisrael B'Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Sfarim HaKadoshim explains, Shakavana, that it's when it said that the Torah weakens the strength of man is a reference to, as it says in the pasuk, my strength. This is what Yaakov Avinu said, referring to his Yetzahara. The Torah Hakadosha mitaheres mizlacheches as koyches arasha ba'adam. The Torah Hakadosha purifies and cleanses the powers of evil that are within a person. Okay.